Bravo, Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, that one snuck up on me, man. Crazy. Anyway, 6:23, it is time for sports. I forgot what I was doing this morning.
Time for Plan B Morning Show sports with Brock and Hunter.
Push the button.
We've only done this show for 5 effing years trying to figure this out. Anyway, as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer, bunch of new products coming out. Make sure you check them out. Get your fridge stocked up with Bud products. Great. All right. What do you got?
All right. Let's kick it off. NCAA Men's College Basketball. Last night, ACC Tournament first round. Number six North Carolina beat Notre Dame 101-59. Damn.
No.
Yeah, usually the scores are like 59 to 60-something, 60 to 65. Damn, 101. North Carolina making it rain last night.
Good God, man. Don't they have a mercy rule at some point or what?
You know, even though Notre Dame hit a last-minute shot the other day, I saw it on ESPN. It was on their top 10. Last-second shot, Brock, between the half-court line and the three-point line. Bam. But, yeah, last night, it didn't... Didn't help him last night, that's for sure.
Man, I guess not.
Anyway, moving on today, Michigan State going to be at Maryland at 11:30. So you Spartan fans out there, watch out for that. Let's see. Moving on, NBA. Tonight, Pistons going to be in Charlotte playing the Hornets at 7 o'clock. 76ers in Chicago playing the Bulls at 8 o'clock. NHL tonight, Lightning going to be in Detroit playing the Red Wings. 7:30, Blackhawks over in Dallas playing the Stars at 8:30. Some stories here. Baseball news. The Texas Rangers announced yesterday that they plan to open their ballpark, Globe Life Field, at full capacity when the regular season starts next month. Masks and social distancing rules will be in place, but it looks like just over 40,000 fans will be in the stands for their home opener. So teams deciding to say, hey, you know what? Let's make some money. We're going to open it up. And I think a lot of stadiums and teams are following suit. So it'll be interesting this year. See what happens.
Nice. I like it.
Pro football news. Rob Gronkowski is following up another Super Bowl win with an appearance in a new action movie called Boss Level. Brock, you're going to love this. Gronk plays Gunner. Hey, Gunner, in the straight-to-Hulu film, which is described as a Groundhog Day-like movie because the star Frank Grillo has to relive the same day over and over again. Gronk dies just a few minutes into the film, and because the same day keeps replaying, he keeps dying in a variety of ways. Gronk actually is killed 140 times in this movie called Boss Level. It's streaming now on Hulu. So
I actually put that on my watch list. It looks pretty good. I didn't know Gronk was in it. It does. It's got a pretty good cast. Mel Gibson's in it. I don't know the main guy, but it looks pretty dope. Yeah.
Huh. So straight up action movie with a bunch of it's not like a Expendables or anything like that, is it?
No, it doesn't look as cheesy. I don't know.
Right.
To check it out.
I have to check that out. I don't think I have Hulu. Maybe I have to get Hulu now.
I'll give you my password. It's fine.
All
right. We'll cheat the system.
Light day in sports is today, so on. That's what you get. So that's the sports this morning.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right. Good morning. 7:25. Brock Hunter.
Yeah. What's up? Hanging out in my Super Hornet. That's what I'm doing.
You're hanging out in your basement in your robe. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. But I have the VR goggles, so yeah, I can kind of do that.
Close enough. Anyway, we got to keep removing here. It's time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Don't be jealous.
So jealous. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud products so you can enjoy them while it warms up, while you're watching your favorite sports or just hanging out in your basement pretending you're in a Super Hornet. Yeah.
There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's kick it off with NCAA Men's College Basketball last night. The ACC Tournament first round, North Carolina beat Notre Dame. Holy smokes, 101-59. Notre Dame hitting a last-second shot a few nights back.
I feel like that's a misprint. That is crazy.
Dude, 101 to 59. Usually you don't see too many 101 scores in college basketball because typically they like to play defense in college basketball, unlike the NBA.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, in the NBA, why do they even have defense? They should just score and then, you know, just go take a rest on the bench until you get the ball back.
At this point, it'd be just as productive playing, like, around the world. You know what I mean? Like, they should just have each, like, you pick all your, you get your top players and then you have them each take turns and you do around the world. I mean, because, you're not playing defense otherwise.
Or how about basketball? Basketball. You know, Pat McAfee did a basketball tournament not too long ago.
I love it.
He hosted one, an actual basketball tournament. It was awesome. So, anyway, moving on. Today, Michigan State going to be at Maryland, 11:30. So, you State fans out there. Moving on, NBA tonight. Pistons going to be in Charlotte playing the Hornets, 7 o'clock. Philadelphia, the 76ers going to be in Chicago playing the Bulls, 8 o'clock. NHL tonight, Lightning over in Detroit playing the Red Wings, 7 o'clock. The Red Wings, I can't say that really good. Chicago Blackhawks going to be in Dallas playing the Stars at 8:30.
The Red Wings. The Red Wings going to play.
I'm going to go drink some root beer and watch the Red Wings. Baseball news. The Texas Rangers announced yesterday that they plan to open their ballpark, Globe Life Field, man, at full capacity when the regular season starts next month. Mask and social distancing rules will be in place, but it looks like just over 40,000 fans will be in the stands for their home opener. How do you feel about that, bro?
Look, 1 in 4 adults are vaccinated now in the United States. Okay, people are doing it. If they adhere to the rules, obviously we still got to, folks, we got to remember that we're not out of the woods yet. So if it's done the right way, I mean, who's not excited about getting back out to ball games, getting back out to concerts, but it's got to be done right. It's got
to
be
done right. Do it the right way. Do what you need to do to take your precautions.
Do
what you need to do. But I can't wait to hear. Fans going nuts.
Yeah.
Can't wait for it.
We'll see. See what happens.
Pro football news real quick. Rob Gronkowski following up another Super Bowl win with an appearance in a new action movie called Boss Level. Gronk plays Gunner in the straight-to-Hulu film, which is described as a Groundhog Day-like movie because the star, Frank Grillo, has to relive the same day over and over again. Gronk dies just a few minutes into the film, and because the same day keeps replaying, he keeps dying. In a variety of ways, Gronk actually dies 140 times in the movie. Boss Level streaming now on Hulu, which, Brock, you said you had it on your queue.
Yeah, I got to check it out. I told Kiki, I'm like, oh, this looks pretty good, but it's one of those times where, like, you didn't want to commit to it. May do it over the weekend or something like that. But, yeah, it looks good. And just like Gronk's real career, though, of course, he dies, and then he comes back, and then he dies again, and then he comes back.
That's funny.
What's going on? Jesus, I thought he was done.
Yeah. I was going to tell him, you and Kiki should watch, because I know you don't like Gronk that much, and he dies a lot in the movie.
I love Gronk.
Yes. Do you?
I love Gronk.
I thought you hated him.
No. I love Gronk. I hate the fact that he's as big and lumbering as he is and has the hands. Believe me, if we could have Gronk on the Packers, dude, forget about it. Like, guy that big and dumb should be as, you know what I mean? Like, he's a phenomenal athlete. That's the only thing I hate.
He's a phenomenal athlete, but dude, damn, every interview now, dude, I think he's getting dumber.
He's a big, dumb animal, folks, and I mean that in the nicest way possible.
Yeah,
Gronk is just like,
I love him.
Gronk play football. Gronk catch ball.
Leaning into it?
I don't think so. He's a beer drinking, jello shot taking frat boy that fist pumping. Yeah. Techno listening to frat boy that has amazing athletic ability. Yeah.
Right. You just snag a ball right out of here.
Yeah. Anyway.
Wow. So, check that new movie out if you want. It's called Boss Level. So, there you go. That's your sports. I know not a lot of sports going on, but.
Yeah, we may do.
It's Thursday.
Sports brought to you by Butt Distributing.
Hey, Butt.
We'll be back.